Welcome to the Thomas and Friends 80th Anniversary Storytime. Today's story is Thomas and Bruno, based on the Railway series by the Reverend W. Awdry, created by Britt Allcroft, read by Daniel Sherstrong.
So, this one's called Thomas and Bruno. So, yeah, let's do it. It was a sunny day on the island of Sodor. Bruno was busy with his favorite activity, memorizing the train schedule. Kana's delivering food to the fair, he said to himself. The rocks in Crumble Canyon are extra crumbly today. Thomas and his friends sped past, playing train tag. Want to play? Thomas asked Bruno. You engines are too fast, Bruno said. I'm a brake car. My job is to slow things down. Just then, Gordon rolled up in a hurry. We have an urgent delivery. Bruno remembered the train schedule. But there are no deliveries scheduled for right now, he pointed out. You're right, Gordon replied. But Vickerstown Lighthouse needs a replacement light before sundown. We need someone strong and fast. Diesel pulled up. No one's faster and stronger than me, he bragged. I'm on it. Gordon told Bruno to go with Diesel to keep him safe. What's the fastest route, Bruno? Diesel asked. It would normally be Crumble Canyon, but, said Bruno. Great, Diesel said, interrupting him. He coupled up with Bruno and the flat car holding the light. Before Bruno could say another word, they were off. Thomas saw that Diesel didn't let Bruno finish what he was saying about Crumble Canyon before they sped away. Uh-oh, he said, worried. Thomas decided to follow them. As Diesel approached the canyon, Bruno finished his warning. We shouldn't go this way, he said. There could be avalanches. I'm not scared of a few falling rocks, Diesel scoffed. I'm faster. Thomas followed Diesel and Bruno into the canyon. The rumbling sound of Diesel's fast wheels was loosening the rocks above. Diesel tried to speed up, thinking that he could outrun the rock slide. Bruno slammed on the brakes to stop Diesel before the rocks fell on top of them. The sound of the screeching brakes was so loud, Bruno puffed on some headphones from his stovepipe to muffle the sound. Bruno and Diesel finally slid to a halt just as a pile of boulders tumbled across the tracks in front of them. That was close, Diesel said. Thanks, Bruno. Bruno couldn't hear him with his headphones on. Diesel raised his voice. Thank you, he yelled. Thomas caught up to his friends as Diesel's loud voice rang through the canyon. The sound of his yell loosened even more rocks above, and Thomas slammed on his brakes as they started to fall. Thomas stopped just in time. But now an even bigger pile of boulders covered the tracks, and this time it was behind Diesel and Bruno. Luckily, they were safe, but they were trapped. If we're late delivering the lamp, the boats will be late delivering to the docks, Bruno said nervously. Thomas knew Bruno loved talking about the day's deliveries. Why don't you tell me about the schedule? Thomas suggested. As Bruno remembered everyone's schedules, he became calmer and calmer. I feel better, Bruno said, but we still need to deliver this light. I'll go for help, Thomas said. Sandy and Carly will be able to move these rocks. He puffed away. I should have listened to you, Bruno, Diesel admitted. I have to slow down. Maybe I shouldn't have braked, Bruno said. You're fast. You might have made it. Trying to go fast and slow at the same time, Diesel said, laughing. It's not the best teamwork. That gave Bruno an idea. Maybe we should go fast and slow again, he said. If the sound of my screeching brakes could loosen the rocks from above, it might loosen them from the tracks, too. It was worth a try. Bruno and Diesel coupled back up. Diesel chugged forward as hard as he could. Bruno held his brakes firmly in place, holding Diesel back. Another loud screeching sound echoed through the canyon, and the rocks around them began to rumble. It worked! The rocks fell to either side of the tracks, clearing the way. Diesel, Bruno, and the lights could finally make it out of the canyon. Let's roll, Diesel said. When Thomas returned to the canyon, his friends were already gone. Sandy and Carly got to work clearing away the rest of the rocks. Diesel and Bruno were so proud when they delivered the light and the lighthouse lit up. Thanks to them, the boats would safely make it to the docks, and soon the schedule would be back on track. Later that night, Diesel and Bruno met up with their friends. "You made it," Thomas peeped. "How did you get out?" "We went fast and slow," Bruno said. "Yes," Diesel smiled. "We worked well together, and Bruno's great at his job."
That's the end of our Thomas and Friends 80th Anniversary Storytime. But listen out for more stories coming soon. Parents, if you like what you heard, like, review, and subscribe to our channel. Tell your friends too. Thomas and Friends is a registered trademark of Galen Thomas Limited.